بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, it is only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have gathered in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will be taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no ordinary name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Khaliq, He is our Creator. Allah created us. We are His slaves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us into this world. He has placed us in this world so that we remember Him, so that we may take His name, we may worship Him, we may obey Him, and we may do all those things that will please Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nourishes us. Allah sustains us. Allah takes care of us. And Allah showers us with His mercy, His grace, His bounties. Innumerable bounties. We cannot even count those bounties. So before we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight, we should first turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our master, we are His slaves. He is our ma'bud. We are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are ibadur rahman, we are abid. We are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ma'buda illallah. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. And Allah's name is so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful. Imagine we are so weak and we are the disobedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah gives us that opportunity to take His blessed name. So we should make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent of all our sins that we have committed. From the time we became baligh right till this very moment. Each one of us knows what type of gunas he or she has committed. How we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so flagrantly. We have violated His commandments. We have been disobedient to Him. And despite all that, Allah still takes care of us. Allah still shows us His muhabbat, His love. Allah still provides for us. Allah gives us shelter, shade. Allah has provided for us homes. Allah gives us nourishment and food every single day. And the air we breathe in so easily. And Allah has given us limbs. Allah has given us faculties of hearing and seeing. And moving around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us in this world for a very short period of time. And the qeemat and the value of Allah, we will only realize in the akhirat. We will only realize when our eyes close. The entire dunya depends on this one name, Allah. The wujud of this world, the existence of this world depends on this one name, Allah. The hadith of Rasulullah states, the meaning of which is, that the dunya will continue existing until there comes the day when there will be no person taking the name Allah, Allah. So when the name of Allah will not be taken by any person, that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy this world. So Allah has given us this opportunity to take His name with love, muhabbah. In dunya, when your beloved wife, your beloved parents or your children, when they call you, when they send you a message, when the phone beeps and you know it's beeping a message from your beloved wife, your child, your father, your mother, and how quickly you will run to the phone and you will read that message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our beloved. We should take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like how a lover takes the name of his beloved. Far more better than that. far more superior than that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make tawbah and istighfar so that we wash away all those sins that we have committed. And that is why we have gathered here. We have gathered here to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have mentioned so many times the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one dhikr bil lisan. When we say Allah, Allah, different tasbihat we recite. Then the dhikr of the qalb. Our heart is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It never becomes ghafil and negligent of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And our limbs also are in conformity to the commands and dictates of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second. So that is a true dhakir. Hazrat Ari bin Zakim Sahib rahmatullahi mentioned that an Allah wala is not just one who is an Allah wala in the masjid. No. Real Allah wala is the one who even outside the masjid, when he's in the bazaar, when he's at home, wherever he may be, then too he is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then too he is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have come today with our different charges. Like how we have a cell phone charger. When the battery is gone low, it's gone dead, then we need to charge that phone. And the source and the supply is Allah. And we have to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of us has this charger. And through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will charge our heart. We will illuminate our heart. We will brighten our heart. And we will develop this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the maqsad of dhikrullah. So that we develop this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the filth that our heart has accumulated, the vice, the evil, the jealousy, the anger, the pride, the vanity that we have, love of dunya, love of haram woman, all those things are dispelled. They are washed away. And we fill our hearts with the beautiful name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. With the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this connection becomes a strong connection. When our batteries go low of our cell phones, and how parishan we become, and agitated, and especially if we are receiving a very important call. But the moment the battery is full and we see 100% reflecting on the screen, how happy we become. Like that when the heart is 100% with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the effects will come into every limb of the body. May Allah make us that 100% lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True dhakireen, true shakireen. So sincere tawbah. All the time, we are now coming to Mubarak days, closer and closer to the month of Ramadan. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already planning his tarawih. He's already planning his tilawat, how he's going to make his tilawat, his different azkar. His mind is already going to i'tikaf. That is the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's already planning how he's going to keep his roza. And he's going to ensure that not a single roza goes in such a condition that he commits any sins. He will ensure that every single fast he keeps, it is kept perfectly, according to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it. And he will attach himself to the masjid, and he will charge his dead heart, so that the remaining part of the year, he still remains connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just now it will be the 15th of Shaaban. Again a very Mubarak and blessed night. Allah gives us this opportunity again and again to forgive us, to forgive us, to forgive us. So that we may repent and make tawbah and istighfar. We are faced with different types of challenges, difficult conditions, extremely difficult conditions. And how many people have mentioned so many times that we require this little majlis of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us alive, spiritually alive, for the remainder of the week. So the true Allah wala is not only in the masjid, he will take Allah, Allah, and be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but even outside the masjid, in our schools, in our colleges, universities, in the marketplace, in the shopping centers, in the shopping malls, wherever we are, do not become neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it is time that we become the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we forget everything else in this world. And the only thing we see in front of us is Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a true connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala wash away our sins. May Allah ta'ala make us pious servants. Then we will enjoy hayatun tayyibah. We will enjoy that ba lutf zindagi. A life of enjoyment and happiness. Not enjoyments of dunya pleasure. That is just temporary. The enjoyment of being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which we read about in the Quran. That which sahaba had. Which Anbiya alayhi salatu salam enjoyed. The friends of Allah have. The ibadur rahman have. The muttaqeen have. The muqarrabeen have. The mahbubeen have. The hayat al-tayyibah. The enjoyment being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise our lives are wretched, full of misery, full of suffering because of our gunas and sins. Sins makes a person feel terrible. His heart becomes heavy and hard. He feels miserable. He feels wretched. But the moment a person does a good deed, takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically he will feel his heart becoming lighter. The darkness moves away. Or as Arif Billah rahmatullah used to say, that don't think that I'm such a big gunegar, and if you get an opportunity of making one good, performing one good deed, don't think to yourself, one good deed, what is going to do? Ek neki kya karegi? What will one good deed do? I have committed so many bad things, so many sins. He says, no, do that one deed. That one deed, good deed, is so powerful in the eyes of Allah, it will wash away all those evil deeds. So therefore, our iman has to be strong. Value the iman. Value la ilaha illallah. Value Allah, Allah. Make sincere tawbah, istighfar. Ponder and reflect over the favors Allah Ta'ala has given us. And be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make sincere tawbah for all the wrongs we have done. Connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And try and start doing amal salihah. So that when the month of Ramadan comes, we're already in the habit of reading Quran, of reading extra nawafil, of keeping rozas. Otherwise it becomes difficult. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Recite Durus Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم
جزا اللہ عنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ما هو اہلہ. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں، ہم کمزور ہیں، ہم ضعیف ہیں. یا اللہ، یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں، اقرار ہی مجرم ہیں. یا اللہ وی آر نوکنگ ایٹ یور ڈور یا اللہ، یا اللہ وی میکنگ توبہ نصوحا یا اللہ، یا اللہ وی میکنگ سنسیر توبہ یا اللہ، یا اللہ یو آر دی اونلی پرسن ہو کین فورگیو اس یا اللہ. Ya Allah, we have angered you, we have disobeyed you, we have displeased you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have done wrong, Ya Allah. We acknowledge, we confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not become upset with us. Don't become displeased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased and happy with us. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, where else can we go, my Allah? There is no other place we can beg for forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making abundant shukr for that, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Do not snatch away iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us all the time, ya Allah, to turn towards you, my Allah. And to make your dhikr, and to make your shukr, and to make your ibadat correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who gives us tawfiq and ability, my Allah. Otherwise, we are helpless, we are useless, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. You are our Allah. Ya Allah, you are most kind and most loving. You are most generous and most compassionate, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single person who has raised his hand tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters and others at home, ya Allah. They have raised their hands, my Allah. With hopes in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us every single sin we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, wherever we committed those gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a himmat not to go back to those sins, my Allah. Wash and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha. أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله we do not know when mouth will strike my Allah يا الله then everything will be over my Allah and then we will not get a chance to take your name even once my Allah Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, before the angel of mort strikes, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Give the ummat hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hai. Ya Allah, in different parts of the world, my Allah. Musalman are being butchered to death, my Allah. Masoom children have become yateeb, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no home, they've got no shelter, they've got no food, my Allah. And we have got all the luxury, my Allah. Still we are disobedient to you, my Allah. Give the ummat of Nabi Kareem some hidayat, my Allah. Protect the ummat. Shower your special mercies upon the entire ummat, especially those who are struck with calamities, my Allah. Make us become united, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the rest of the ummat, ya Allah, those who have not yet accepted Islam, make them come into the fold of Islam, my Allah. Bless them with iman, my Allah. Bless them with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your daat, halawat of iman, istiqamat and taqwa, the best of dunya, best of akhirat, good health, my Allah. Barakat in our wealth, my Allah. Barakat in our businesses, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever jais tamanna we have tonight, my Allah. Fulfill all our desires, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. You have said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Call out to me, make dua to me, supplicate to me, I will answer you. Ya Allah, your word is true, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, every word of yours, Ya Allah, is absolutely true, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, you alone know exactly each person's hajat and need, my Allah.
Different pareshani people have, my Allah. People have requested us, ya Allah, to make dua for them, my Allah. Remove each and every one's difficulty, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have yaqeen in, ya Allah, in dua, and the power of dua. Ya Allah, impossible things can become possible, ya Allah. Because nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Dua will move mountains from its place, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hadat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhira wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha. Rahmatan tughnina biha rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, give us a good mawt, my Allah. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Baril in Jannatul Baqi. The shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hawdi kuthur water from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak hands, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives and children, our progeny, our nasal. Protect our family members, our friends, musallis, mutalliqeen, mashayikh, our students, every single ummati of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect our youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from taking drugs and wine, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have marriageable age and looking for suitable partners, my Allah. They want to live a pure and chaste life, my Allah. Find them the suitable partners, my Allah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Those who are married and got no children, ya Allah, bless them with pious children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have got children, ya Allah, make the children become the coolness of the eyes. Make our children become excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Make them become qurratu a'yun for us. Anki tandak, my Allah. Ya Allah, in these Mubarak days, bless us, my Allah. Before the 15th of Shaban comes, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make amends, ya Allah, and fulfill each person's right, ya Allah. If we have usurped any person's right, my Allah, hukukul ibad, my Allah. Ya Allah, if there's any deficiency in that, give us a tawfiq, ya Allah, of making amends, my Allah. And our bond with you, make it be strong, ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to fulfill your rights, my Allah. Let it not happen that Shab-e Barat comes and still we are not forgiven. And we are classified amongst those people who are not forgiven on that night. And whose dua is not answered on that night. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are desperately in need of you, my Allah. Shower your merciful glance upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those, ya Allah, who have passed away, my Allah. Grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, so many have left young, masoom children behind, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of them, my Allah. Give their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in hospitals and undergoing operations, my Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. All those who requested duas, answer the duas. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.